Sure? Are you ready?
Yeah. What do you mean? You mean sure? Yeah, go, man. I gotta go to the bathroom, man. Go.
Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles Tybo.
What the hell? It's like some kind of Jack Black intro you're doing there.
And I won't.
I'm Gulliver's Travels. It sucks.
What?
Oh, Jack Black. He was in Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah. Sucks. What the fuck?
It sucks.
Oh, I thought you said sex. I'm like,
no,
what?
I didn't say sex.
What's he doing with the Lilliputians? What the
f- How many Lilliputians does it take to suck my dick?
All right. I don't know, but I know how many it takes to make this movie suck.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Nice. You want to say cunt, too, as you usually do when you get
Oh, sure, cunt, whatever.
Okay. All right. Well,
bunghole. Let's just say that.
Uvula.
Uvula. Gets him right in the uvula.
Schmegma.
So, I don't know. You started singing this Jack Black stuff, and I just thought I'd talk about Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, I was just doing something stupid.
Well, speaking of doing something stupid, last week you were eating, and somebody called in with a little comment about that. You want to hear it?
I never am able to hear this, but
well, yeah. I'm going to try it this week so you can hear it.
All right, surprise me so I can hear this, actually.
Here we go.
Hey, Miles. Remember me? In second take Tony on behalf of the Gunk cast. Actually, Byron Smidge and Johnny Mohawk all put me up to this. I just wanted to say, it would be a really good idea if you never, ever, ever eat pork tenderloin teriyaki on a Static episode again. Also, Byron and I, we were wondering if you actually had 2 inches of Johnny Mohawk in you. Anyway, keep up the great show, guys. We always love it. And Miles, you get a big bear hug for me, bro.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I did. Wow, that means a lot, I guess.
That was a second take Tony.
Yeah.
From the Gunk UK. You know who that is, don't you?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I thought you were the manager, so I figured you'd know their board op.
Yeah, I'm working with a new act now. So
oh, you are? Who's that?
Dave Ryan from Elburn, Illinois.
Oh, you're working with Dave?
Yeah.
Of Toots fame?
Of Toots fame. I'm going to resurrect his career now. I've brought the Gunk crap out of retirement.
Yeah.
And now working with Dave, yeah.
If you go to the Static Radio website and hit the little search box, you can put in Toots.
Yeah.
You hear what we're talking about. Dave was around a long time ago with us in an episode, and he had a song called Toots.
You know, I didn't realize how your phone thing worked because I was going to use it this week, and I realized you had to be, like, online to do it, though.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I thought it was a number you could call into.
I got a number, too, if you want. I got a number. You want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah, because I was going to record.
I'll tell you. Look it up real quick.
I was at a thing with like real live Indians, man, and they were like beating the drums and crap, and I was gonna put it on there and stuff. And
let's see if I can.
Well, just email it to
here
me.
Here you go. No, I got. I'll just tell what it is here, because everybody can call it.
All right.
It's area code 314.
Yeah.
827.
Yeah.
6399.
That's my mom's number, asshole.
No. No, unless she lives in St. Louis, it's not.
Yeah. Well, she had some problems.
I know she gets around, but come on.
She does. Yeah, she's. Yeah.
So, but you can go online and it'll call you for free, but If you want to call it directly, you can 314.
Oh man, I wish I would have known that. I was going to record these guys wailing on these drums.
Well,
man.
Now I'm sorry. Now you know 827-6399. So you can call it direct. It just costs you money or whatever.
I don't care. I was going to record these guys going nuts on these drums, man. I thought you'd like play it. You know?
I would play it. Sure. Everybody's welcome to call in. So.
Sounded so cool, man. I'm like, man, man.
But it's a St. Louis area code, so long distance charges apply if you call directly.
Yeah.
If you go through the website, it calls you for free. Free. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Google Voice number, folks.
Okay. Well, now we know.
Now you know. And now you know the rest of the story. So I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry you missed out on that. And Take two, Tony.
Don't make fun of me, Miles. You're making me angry. Will you turn green and attack me?
That's right. I get violent diarrhea when I'm angry.
Oh my God.
You really like me when I'm angry. It's messy. That's what my stomach sounds like when I'm angry. Miles, don't make me angry. I'm telling you. You won't like it.
It's the retarded Hulk.
That's right.
Can you say, don't make me angry, Mr. McGee?
Don't make me angry, Mr. McGee. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
He's going to clap himself. Nice.
Oh, Mr. McGee.
Oh my God.
I was sitting on the coffee table.
Jesus.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, that's sick. That is really sick.
That's an iPhone app called Soundbox, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you, iPhone app.
The iPhone apps are great.
Great.
I love them. Mr. McGee, you quit it.
Dr. Bruce Boner.
Mr. McGee gave me a bad touch. I got to quit doing that, boy. Somebody's going to get really mad at me.
I am an investigative reporter.
Somebody's going to... I don't know. I've done that like all my life, that terrible voice. But.
Yeah. It's just a voice. It's not a lifestyle.
That's
so.
Right. It's just a voice. It's just silliness.
Voice can't hurt anybody.
Doesn't mean anything.
It's a funny voice. That's
except
all.
For Mr. McGee.
Mr. McGee.
Mr. McGee pulled out my wiener. I'm only turning him in because he stopped.
Oh. It's okay. My name is Chris Hansen.
That's right.
It's okay. Don't get angry.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's just a terrible voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
We quit doing it, but I'm so damn good at it, I can't stop.
It's so good, though. You can't.
I can't stop doing it.
Can't.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about something that's a little bit delicate. And I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. So don't jump to any, don't make any accusations or anything. All right.
All right.
But, you know, and it's not just family, but I get asked to do a lot of computer work for people, you know?
Yeah.
Because I guess I'm the most I'm not very knowledgeable. I'm not gonna say I'm extremely knowledgeable, but evidently I'm more knowledgeable than your average person.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
And so they always ask me to do stuff, right?
Right.
So I was helping this person out, who shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
And I was setting up a internet service type. Actually, they were changing their internet service a little bit, so I was helping them get set up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like modems and stuff like that. So
right.
I'm getting it set up, and so once I got it running, they were having a lot of trouble. They tried to do it themselves, and a lot of these things nowadays are pretty easy. I mean, you don't really need anybody.
Sure.
But if you run into a couple problems, then, you know, I'll come help you out. So I was helping out. It was something was going on. I don't know what the heck. I couldn't even tell you what it was. I finally got it to work. So, you know, I want to give everybody a tip. It's about your internet history, okay?
Oh, no.
It's probably a good idea to erase your internet history before you have somebody come over to work on your computer.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Because it's easy to do. I mean, if you go to Options on Internet Explorer and in Firefox under Tools, I think it is, you can erase your history or... various places. Look into it. Look it up. Erase your history before you have somebody else come over and get on your computer. Because
research this quick, people.
Because I come over, I'm working on it, and I get it to work, and so I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna surf around a bit, see how it's working. So I like to go read. There's a blog called Gizmodo. Have you ever heard of it? I've talked about it from time to time. It's a gadget blog.
Okay.
Because I like gadgets. And so I go to Gizmodo. Well, and I, you know what? I can't remember the name of the site. But as I start typing it in on, you know, some browsers, they'll tell you what is in the history under those letters.
Yeah.
So it's G, I, Z, you know.
Uh-huh.
And usually by the time I get, so I'm typing, it's G, I, Z, and then I'm looking, and in the history it pops up, Real Women, Real Hairy.
Oh, no.
I can't remember what the website was, but it started with a G-I-Z.
No.
So.
Oh, my God.
Like Gizabella or something like
that. Oh, no. Yeah.
So it was a little bit embarrassing on my part. Luckily, nobody was standing over my shoulder at that point. So,
Grandma, I got to go now, but Grandma laments. I'm sorry.
Oh,
but,
my gosh. I was like, oh, goodness.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, I'm not typing anything else in.
Were you temporarily blind for a while?
Well, I didn't actually go to the site, but I just happened to look up, and as I was typing, I like, well, what the hell? The history's – oh, my God, what does that say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so evidently some people like them hairy. So, it wasn't at your house either, amazingly enough.
It wasn't my dad, right? It was not
your father. I have helped your father out in the past, but it was not your father.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't your mother either, just in case you wanted to know.
Mom or dad. It was no one in my family this time.
No one in your family, no.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No, so we're clear on this. We're absolutely clear on this. It's just someone you happen to know. And
right. I was helping out. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Now, this is not the first time this has happened to me.
And that's
not the same person. I've had probably, I've helped out, you know, probably a dozen, 20 people, something like that, right?
Yeah, you like to help. That's true.
I'm a very helpful person.
You are very helpful.
Even though you don't believe it, you don't admit to it, you know.
No, you are. You are extremely helpful with computers.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
With everything else, I'd say you're an asshole. But
that's right.
You're a very nice guy.
I would say it's a good 25% of people that I got something on.
Yeah.
That I've helped, yes. Yeah, some of them more so than others, but some people are just some freaky shit, and I'll tell you that.
The faux vibrating anus and vagina.
That's true. Well, that was a conversation. But
that was just a conversational piece. That was a door opener, if you will.
Well, but I mean, I've helped people, and like this would be like, I mean, home computers, work computers, you name it, run the gambit, and so sooner or later, 25% of them have some kind of embarrassing piece of information that I get a hold of accidentally while I'm doing something.
I don't know. Just type in the word butter, and we'll see what comes. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And hey, it's a pretty good 50-50 split on male-female, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Let me see, what's another way to call a rooster? What would you call that? Oh, yeah.
No, believe me, I'm not digging or looking or anything. It just, it's right there. And it's because people don't remember. Don't clear your cookies.
Yeah.
Clear your history.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Don't leave your passwords in there, because it's real easy for people then just to come walking up and see everything. So clear your cache.
Oh.
These are all good tips for people, you know.
So if I type in farmsex.com, I will not find anything, right? Oh, boy.
That's right. There you go. So, yeah. That's my tip of the week.
All ages, all gender.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that weird?
People are in some freakishness, huh?
I guess. But here, the funny thing is, you know, I've this isn't anything new to me. I've got, you know, I worked at a video store back in the heyday
of
video rental.
Yes.
And where we had adult, you know, porno movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is nothing new. I mean, because, again, probably out of the people who come into the store that I knew, right?
Yeah.
Which at the time, it was, you know, it's a fairly small town. I lived in Decatur. I wouldn't say a small town, but it's not a huge town, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And of the people who came in that I knew, again, probably 25% got pornos. And yeah, I knew all about that. And it, again, it wasn't just men either. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Really? What were women renting?
Same stuff the guys rent, you know.
Really?
Back in that time, you know, it's just like today. It's like Crocodile Blondie was big at the time, you know, because Crocodile Dundee, you know.
Oh, that is good, though.
Yeah. There's, we had, like, when I was working there, it was like 20 different backdoor brides. It's like backdoor brides 2, backdoor brides 3, you know.
Yeah.
So we had all kinds of stuff like that. So.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're like highlight reel. There was, at the time, you know, compared to the internet now, it's nothing, right? But at the time, that there was so much porn there, it was like way more than you get at your newsstand or, you know, at your favorite newsstand. So
yeah,
at the video store, I mean, it was just like hundreds of titles.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, you know, just word of advice.
Yeah.
You know, just maybe I should just start doing that. But the problem is, if I do that, then people get all lost. You know. I can't find my websites. I had them all here.
I can't find it.
So, you know, just, I mean, if you don't mind, if you don't care, then that's fine. But, you know, I think sometimes it's a little strange, given the particular types of people that I've helped in the past, that, you know, some bondage stuff and weird stuff like that. You would think they probably wouldn't want me to know that, you know.
I was doing a report on Michael Hutchinson.
It's right.
And Hutchins or whatever the hell his
Hutchins,
name was.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Bob. And,
this is what you need. This is what you need. Yeah.
I'm not into this, just so you know.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. I never confront anybody. I
find this disgusting, just so you know.
I guess I'm in the clear since everybody's like either retired or moved on, but two of my bosses were just horrible with the porn on their computers. So,
yeah.
I mean, it was bad, you know.
Yeah.
But they've all moved on, so.
Yeah, it don't matter.
I guess the statute of limitations has worn off for that.
Probably.
Now, I work for an individual who I won't name, but who is deceased now. But he was, you know, very, you know, upfront with it. Kind of like you know what I mean? He had possibly the largest collection of Penthouse magazine I'd ever seen in my life.
Oh, for real?
And they were on a shelf, kind of off to, you know, back. It was at his place of business.
Yeah.
They were on a shelf, you know, off to the back.
Yeah.
Where they weren't, like, obvious or anything. And he owned the business, so it wasn't like he had other people there.
Yeah.
but he, you know, hey, you want to look through them? Go ahead, whatever. He didn't care. He did not care.
Oh, I'm going to go in the back and do the what. Don't mind.
If you want to take some home or whatever, just bring them back, whatever.
It's kind of like my smoke break, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, I think that it was, to be honest with you. He would disappear for a while or once in a while.
So. I'll be back in a few, Bob.
He was not shy about it in the least. It was a little awkward when his wife would come in and stuff, but that's what it
was. Oh, shit. No, throw a blanket over that quick, Bob.
No, no, he didn't care. He didn't care. It was all known. It was all out there, you know what I mean?
What, did his wife know about it?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I don't know. She never really talked about it, so I didn't ever talk about it. So. But anyway. Hey, you know who's sponsoring this Pornrific edition? Oh, shit, I just closed the thing. Pet. My copy. 1-800-PET-MEDS.
Pet meds. That's something else you find on people's computer, probably. It's pet meds.
Pet meds. I don't know about that, but, you know, with if you go to petmeds.com and use the coupon code STATIC, you can get 10% off plus free shipping of orders $39 or more. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Pet meds, of course, you get your flea treatments, right? Your Frontline Plus, Ticks, Heart Guard, you know, Advantix, all that good stuff at Pet Meds. 1-800-PET-MEDS, you can call them or go to petmeds.com and pick anything you up, you know, anything you think you need, you know, whatever. Go to petmeds.com and put in the code word STATIC when you check out. You get 10% off orders of $39 or more and free shipping.
Ooh.
So if you're thinking about getting some flea, tick medicine, whatever.
Magazines.
Cat fancy, dog fancy.
Whatever you're into.
It's
all good.
That's right. It's all good. 1-800-PET-MEDS, petmeds.com. Tell them Static sent you.
That's
and
right.
They'll look at you cross-eyed and they'll say, well, why don't you just put that in the damn coupon code? But it's all good, right, Miles?
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
So you got a little story for us here?
Do I have time or no?
Go ahead. We got all kinds of time.
So
wait a minute. I got an Angelina Jolie movie waiting for me, so I don't know. No, we got time.
You sure?
I'm just messing with you. I'm just teasing you.
Well, I know, but I know how you like to whack at the Angelina Jolie. So I don't want to get any whacking time.
I don't think it's Salt. Is that a whacking movie? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't. Who knows?
Who knows exactly?
So I went to a presentation on eagles and.
Oh yeah, you're a big history nature guy though.
Eagles and falcons and.
Do they have a falcon that was trained to go get things?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they had.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it was in a movie theater.
Oh, you were in the movie theater with the falcon?
Yeah, they had some large ass birds in dog kennels and stuff. You know?
Wow.
And so I brought my kids. You know, they had a friend with them there, and we went there.
It wasn't that kid, that friend that you talked about that you don't like, is it?
No, this kid's actually pretty nice.
Oh, good. All right, because I thought you were gonna kill that other kid. So.
No, this kid's actually normal, very well.
He's well adjusted.
There's a few kids that are nice and well mannered still in the world, and this is one of them.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
But we were actually the last ones to get in. They actually locked the doors. They barred the doors. These water, fish, and fowl guys. All right, that's all we're gonna do. Get in here, guys.
Were they wearing the brown suits or no?
Yeah. So get in here. Get some chumps. Get in here, chump.
Hey, we'll stop with this fat woman and his three children.
Put these hoods over your head.
Here, you better get some bottle of lotion.
Puts itself in a little basket. Come here.
Put the lotion in the basket.
You get here, large boy. Collection of young
what
men.
Size are you?
I don't know, double XL, I guess.
We're looking to make a case for all these birds. You think? I think you're the big one. I think we could fit all these damn birds inside of you.
So we get in, and it's all these, rednecks.
Yeah, all the rednecks and you, right?
And me, of course. I'm not a redneck, as you know.
Oh, yeah, I will know. You're cultured and sophisticated.
I'm way above that, you know.
Yeah.
So we sit right in the middle of it. It was about half full, let's say.
They've locked the doors even though it's half full. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's all we're doing. That's it.
You got to wait for the next show, goddammit.
And there, like, you know, we come in, like, there's, like, some, you know, video playing, which is
Birds of Prey and You.
On the Mississippi.
If you're fishing, watch out for the bald eagle. He will come take your fish.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And
Uh-oh, Larry pulled his fish out too soon.
Now I pulled out his wiener.
Never take a leak into the river. So,
well, I'm getting to that. So,
this, you could look like a tasty morsel to a flying bald eagle.
Well, actually, it's funny you should say, I'm getting to that too, but the video gets over and they're like, all right, well, let's start the presentation now. And they turn on like this big freaking blinding like spotlight behind the guy. So it's hard to see because it's all like, you know.
Yeah,
you're in that Twilight Zone video. You're like, am I stepping into the Twilight Zone? You know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Remember that video? But
I do. Yeah.
So you can see like all these guys in silhouette. You know, it's like three people running it.
Everybody will strip down to their undies.
Take off your hoods. You know, we're making naked pyramids like in Kuwait. You know, really bizarre. And oh, no, so they're like, you know, hot. You know, it was parents with littler kids than I have, but yeah. Like, how do you think birds can get hurt? How do you think they can get hurt? Shot? Yeah, they can be shot. Yep. Yep. Point. You know, they're good. He's like, oh, well, what?
Rocks thrown at them?
Oh, they said cocks.
Rock. Evidently, you were naked in the audience holding your cocks.
So. It was a weird theater, believe me. Very, no, but he's like, well, we're going to whip out a big condor now.
Oh, okay.
Big old condor.
That's what I call mine. You can call yours whatever you want.
El Condor. Check out El Condor.
I've been genetically modified, so I got a beak on it.
Lizard man ain't got nothing on me.
They call me the spitting condor. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
So there's three people. So one guy's doing all the talking, and then there's like a older guy, and then there's like a woman, and they're gonna have this thing fly across the movie theater from one end to the other.
Holy moly! Everybody, keep your hands on your eyes.
Well. The funny part is the guy like doesn't tell anyone this. I knew it was going to happen because I've actually seen his presentation like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But the guy says nothing about what's coming up. And all of a sudden they unleash this son of a bitch. And it's not the biggest bird you ever saw.
Right.
I mean, its wingspan is about longer than I am tall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, about 6 foot, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the thing in which it just glides like really low to like head level, just right above your head. So,
yeah.
And, you know, so it flashed on the woman over to the old guy.
Yeah.
And then the guy stopped. He's like, oh, I guess I should have said, don't put your hands up for questions or get up or anything, okay? Because this thing is, it's strong enough to break bones in your hand, basically.
Oh, nice.
And it, you know, it kills by hitting, like, you know, like rabbits in the neck and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, Jesus. You think you might have told that to people before you unleash this son of a bitch.
Oh, jeez, I got to go. Oh, my God, a condor ripped off my ear.
I know. I mean, I go, this is like a episode of, like, Family Guy. You know, I can just, oh, God.
That's you.
I know. I'm like.
Because you look like the Family Guy. You're like, all right, guys, I got to go take a pee.
I'm wondering, like, if this thing ever crapped on people, though. You imagine?
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Because they like had like 3 or 4 different birds flying around, and
we gave them all bird enemas before we got here.
They all had a healthy lunch before we got out here, so
we stopped by a dead deer on the way here, and they all ate healthily.
Yeah, now they like to regurgitate. Because he's like, well, one defense they have is like they'll throw up on their enemies, you know? Yeah. Oh, great!
That's my defense as well, by the way.
You know, and then. He's like, oh, look, this one just threw up a rock, see? And this kid's like, raises his hand, like, can I have the rock? And the guy's like, well, you probably don't want that. That's okay. You probably don't. Like, all these redneck. You know, it's like some little kid running around. I'm like, waiting for the vulture to come get him, you know, like, Jesus.
Can I have the rock?
Yeah, I'm like, this kid, that was a question. I'm like, oh,
It's been regurgitated, son. It's got digestive juices on it.
Probably a mouse's anus or something. I don't know if you want it, kid.
And this is a mouse's cornhole. You can take a look at it. Pass it around a little bit here.
But that's what you're into, kid. I guess you can have it. But no, but he had like a real eagle there, a real bald eagle. It
looks like an Indian bead.
Nice. But he had a real bald eagle. He goes, now this one we got because it was too tame.
Yeah.
He goes, this one was up in Nebraska outside of Cabela's. And there's like some place you could eat outside of Cabela's, but it was like flying down, stealing people's hot dogs and stuff.
Oh, great.
They finally caught the thing because it was too tame. It was coming down, like eating people's food and stuff.
I'm sure at Cabela's, somebody just like hacked it out of the sky.
They're like, what the hell?
God damn, I'm going to go get me a crossbow right fucking now.
Oh, I mean, if you shoot this thing, you're in deep shit. I mean,
you can't eat my hot dog, you son of a bitch.
I guess you're like looking at jail time if you can.
Yeah, it's a federal thing, I think.
You can't even have a feather.
Yeah.
It's like serious jail time and fine and like, holy shit. All right?
Yeah.
So, it was really weird being trapped in this movie theater, all locked in there. You know, these state, you know, guys. Shut up.
Don't mind these chains we're putting on doors. That's just so the birds don't get out.
It's legal.
What if there's a fire?
Then you all die.
You can kiss that mouse anus goodbye then, son.
So, yeah, that was weird.
That's funny.
The only other weird part, just real fast, if I could.
Oh, shit. Well, who's stopping you now?
Hopefully this is funny, but there were some Indian crafts there, Native American, excuse me, crafts and games and stuff, and there's music and stuff. And
yeah.
They had this game, and, like, my oldest boy and his friend, they were going to play. It's like you get like this dowel rod, you know, it's about 4 feet long.
Okay.
And you throw this object between each other, like this stick. Like we saw a couple kids playing it, so they wanted to play it. But it looks like a bull scrotum. It's like brown. It's like, looks like two tennis balls, like sewed into like this stretchy brown material, you know. It looks like someone's sack or something, like whipping. Like, I don't know. It was just really weird. Like, it was just, you know what I'm saying? It looked like a bull. You ever seen like a bull scrotum hanging there? You know what I'm saying?
I never have.
You ever watch bull riding at all? You know?
Or, oh, you mean like a Brahma bull?
Yeah, like a Brahma bull. You know?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the rodeo, sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looks like. Like you're hurling at someone's face. Oh, you're like, hey, boom, catch this, you know? And,
yeah, here you go.
I just thought that was weird. I thought that was a weird game.
Your kids kiss the bull scrotum.
I don't know. I picture like some old guys behind something, like watching, laughing their asses off. You're like, oh, they're doing it. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, I thought it was weird.
That's too silly.
No offense to our Native American friend. I'm sorry.
Or their bull scrotums.
The Toss the Bull Scrotum Day.
I think that's the name of this show.
Bull Scrotum,
yeah.
Bull Scrote.
Bull Scrote.
Toss the Bull Scrote.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that was weird.
That's a little too much for me.
Yeah.
I don't need to know all that. Yeah. Goodness.
Yeah.